Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Powell Industries, a player in the electrical equipment space that might not be on everyone's radar, but is definitely worth a closer look. If you're a long-term investor hunting for hidden gems or just curious about what's driving this stock, you're in the right place. Let's dive into who Powell Industries is, what's been happening with them lately, and break down their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to see if this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio. First off, for those who might not be familiar, Powell Industries is a company operating in the electrical equipment and components industry, part of the broader industrials sector. They specialize in designing, manufacturing, and servicing custom-engineered equipment and systems for the management and control of electrical energy. Think power distribution solutions for industries like oil and gas, utilities, and transportation. With a solid base in the U.S. and a global footprint, they've got a niche but critical role in keeping the lights on, literally. Their market cap isn't in the mega leagues, but it's substantial enough to signal they're a serious contender in their space. Now, let's talk about what's been making waves recently. Based on the latest news and updates, Powell Industries has been showing some impressive momentum. Their Q3 2025 earnings call summary dropped some big highlights: strong quarterly results, significant revenue growth, and a strategic acquisition of Remsdaq Limited that's expected to bolster their position in electrical automation. Performance-wise, they've been outpacing their industry peers over multiple timeframes. Over the past year, their stock has shown robust gains, and even in the shorter term, like the last 3 months, the upward trend is clear compared to the broader industry. This isn't just a flash in the pan. There's something cooking here that's worth dissecting. All right, let's get into the meat of it with our SWOT analysis to figure out what's driving Powell Industries and whether this is a stock you should keep an eye on for the long haul. Strengths: solid financial performance. Powell Industries is knocking it out of the park with their recent financials. Revenue growth has been strong, as highlighted in their latest earnings call, with consistent increases in net income over recent quarters. Their gross profit margins are healthy, showing they're not just growing, but doing so profitably. Strong cash flow generation. Looking at their cash flow statements, the company is generating solid free cash flow. This isn't just a number. It means they've got the liquidity to reinvest in growth, pay down debt, or return value to shareholders through dividends, which they've been doing with a decent yield. Strategic acquisitions. The acquisition of Remsdaq Limited is a game changer. It's not just about expanding their portfolio, it's about strengthening their foothold in electrical automation, a space with growing demand. This move signals they're thinking ahead and positioning for future growth. Industry outperformance. Their stock performance metrics show they're beating the industry average across multiple periods, whether it's the last month, 6 months, or even 5 years. This isn't luck. It suggests they've got a competitive edge in a tough sector. Weaknesses: high debt levels. Let's not sugarcoat it. Their debt-to-equity ratio is a bit of a red flag. While they've got cash on hand, the level of debt compared to equity could weigh them down if interest rates spike or if growth stalls. It's something to monitor, especially for long-term investors who hate surprises. Niche market dependency. Powell operates in a specialized space. While that's a strength in terms of expertise, it also means they're heavily tied to specific industries like oil and gas or utilities. Any downturn in those sectors could hit them harder than a more diversified player. Valuation concerns. Their current price-to-earnings ratio is on the higher side compared to industry averages. Now, growth stocks often trade at a premium, but if earnings don't keep pace with expectations, there could be a pullback. The forward PE looks more reasonable, but it's still something to watch. Opportunities: growing demand for electrical solutions. With global pushes for infrastructure upgrades and renewable energy integration, companies like Powell Industries are in a sweet spot. Their expertise in power management systems aligns perfectly with these macro trends, offering a long-term growth runway. Expansion through acquisitions. The Remsdaq deal is just the start. If Powell continues to strategically acquire complementary businesses, they could diversify their revenue streams and reduce dependency on specific sectors. That's a big win for long-term stability. Geographic expansion. Their revenue by region shows a strong U.S. base, but there's room to grow internationally. If they can tap into emerging markets with rising energy needs, that could be a massive catalyst for future revenue growth. Innovation in automation. The focus on electrical automation, as mentioned in their earnings call, is a huge opportunity. As industries digitize and automate, Powell's enhanced offerings could position them as a leader in this evolving space. Threats. Industry cyclicality. The industrial sector, and especially niches like electrical equipment, can be cyclical. Economic slowdowns or reduced capex in key industries like oil and gas could directly impact Powell's order book. Long-term investors need to brace for potential volatility. Competitive pressure. While they're outperforming now, the electrical equipment space isn't a solo game. Larger players or innovative startups could challenge their market share, especially if Powell doesn't keep up with R&D or pricing strategies. Rising costs and supply chain issues. Their earnings call hinted at some operational challenges. If raw material costs keep climbing or supply chain disruptions persist, margins could get squeezed, even with strong top-line growth. Interest rate sensitivity. With their debt levels, any significant rise in interest rates could increase borrowing costs. That's not an immediate threat, but it's a macro risk that could impact their financial flexibility down the line. So what's the big picture here for Powell Industries? Let's tie this all together. On one hand, they've got a lot going for them. Strong financials, strategic moves like the Remsdaq acquisition, and a clear alignment with growing demand for electrical solutions. Their outperformance against industry peers is a testament to their operational strength. On the flip side, the debt levels and niche market risks aren't trivial. For a long-term investor, the question isn't just about today's performance, but whether they can sustain this momentum while managing those balance sheet concerns. Here's a little insight to chew on. Keep an eye on their free cash flow trends over the next few quarters. If they can keep generating cash at this rate while chipping away at debt, that's a green light for stability. Also, watch how their international revenue segments grow. Any uptick there could signal they're successfully diversifying their geographic risk. In conclusion, Powell Industries presents an intriguing case for long-term investors. The strengths and opportunities suggest there's real potential here, especially if you believe in the broader push for energy infrastructure and automation. But the weaknesses and threats remind us this isn't a set-it-and-forget-it stock. Active monitoring is key. If you're building a portfolio for wealth over the next decade, Powell could be a solid addition, provided they navigate the cyclical risks and keep their balance sheet in check. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT analysis on MarketSnap. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus detailed SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts on Powell Industries below. Do you see them as a buy for the long haul, or are the risks too high? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.